What they're going to have to do is, when this program is online here in a few months, they're going to want to sit down with their crop insurance agent, and they're going to want to look at the options they have. If they're in a county where they are able to exclude some years, they're going to want to look at what that does to how much they can insure and the cost associated with that. It's just, in practical terms, the more you insure, oftentimes the more you're going to pay. But it's really an individual decision. There's going to be different nuances.
He discusses the considerations eligible farmers might make in deciding whether or not to enroll in the new APH yield exclusion.
This is a crop-by-crop, county-by-county determination. In other words, a farmer may grow corn, soybeans, and wheat. The corn might qualify, and the soybeans might qualify, and the wheat might not qualify. To qualify as a county, we're going to look at the past 10 years of average production for that county, and the year in question needs to be below 50% of the average for the county. So it's crop-by-crop, county-by-county.
Now, Willis has additional details about the new program.
What we'll provide are some fact sheets, basic information that a farmer would want to know on how this works. In one form or another, we will provide the information that is necessary to operate this program. They will eventually be able to find out, is their county eligible or not? Is that crop eligible? Since the announcement is right now about what crops and when, there's still some details to be sorted out, but we hope to provide that information in December sometime.
There are 11 spring planted crops in the 2015 crop year that will be eligible for the new program. They include corn, soybeans, cotton, peanuts, spring wheat, grain sorghum, rice, barley, canola, sunflowers, and popcorn. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.